Hello.
Hiya, is that Mark?
Yeah.
Hi, it's Francesca from INS calling regarding an inquiry to the Scottish Redress Scheme. I received your contact details from another client of ours.
What's that about?
The Scottish Redress Scheme.
Yeah, what's that? What does that mean?
Yeah, so the Scottish Redress Scheme, so it provides financial apologies and everything like that to people who went through abuse in Scotland in childcare before
2004. Yeah. In 69, I was in Smilham, Lanarkshire,
yeah,
for a few years, and I was getting bullied and abused and all sorts done to me.
Yeah, so regarding that, so would you like to put an application forward?
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, fab. So is now a good time to go through it, or would you like to book in a call?
No, I'm go through it just now, if you don't mind.
Yeah, yeah, of course, no worries. So, 2 seconds, sorry.
Because I had the police up 3 times taking statements for 2 hours
yeah.
at a time. And it just brought a lot of bad memories back.
Yeah.
Because I self-harmed for about 30 years.
Yeah, not a good effect on you.
No.
So regarding that, so part of the application as well. So the initial statements that we'll take today will just be short but succinct statements just to get your application accepted. And then further down the line then we'll be in touch with you to do a witness statement. So it'll be just more focused questions. And then we'll also talk about how it's had an effect on your life since and things like that. So we'll can cover all of that. So that's all included as well, okay?
Yeah.
So before we begin, I just need to get some details from you for data protection purposes. So would I just be able to confirm your full name, please?
It's Mark Anthony Irvin.
And is this the best contact number for us to reach you on?
Yes, it is.
Yeah? And would I be able to get an email address for you?
Oh, I forget it. Do you know that? crumbs. I don't even know. It's markirvin.com18 something.
Okay. So in regards to that, so what if you're happy to proceed with us and we send over documents to you to sign, so they'll get sent to you via email, but they'll also get sent to you via text message.
Yeah.
We also have a WhatsApp, so if you'd like, you can send us your email address on WhatsApp, then I can add it to the file. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect. And can I get your date of birth, please?
18/5/64.
Perfect. And your current address?
It's 46 Bangers Hill Street, flat 02, ground right, G46ALS.
Adding this onto the file. Okay, so just to let you know as well, so all calls are recorded for training and quality purposes, okay?
Yeah, that's fine, yeah.
So, I see with this application, so I appreciate the discussion experiences connected to this can be difficult and upsetting, so please take your time during the call, and if you need a break at any point or any extra support, or if you'd like to continue another time, just let me know, okay?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah. And do you suffer from any communication difficulties or any vulnerabilities that you wish to make me aware of?
Could you say that again, please? I didn't quite catch that.
Do you suffer from any communication difficulties or any vulnerabilities that you want to make me aware of?
What do you mean? What?
So if you struggle communicating... Yes, if you struggle communicating over the phone, or if you struggle, say, like reading emails or hearing or anything like that.
Yeah, I do sometimes when the police came and that took statements for hours, I was dead embarrassed and hungry and that, and it just went right out, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, that's okay.
But what they were talking about all the years after it happened.
Yeah, it brings back a lot of memories, doesn't it?
Yeah, because it happened in 1960 and my father passed away.
Yeah.
1st of January 1969, my dad passed away.
Is that why you were placed into care?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I was 7 years.
You were there for 7 years?
No, there were 7 years in the family.
Oh, seven of us.
My sisters.
So were you placed into care with your siblings?
Yeah, with my brother and my older sister, I think it was. I'm not too sure, you know what I mean, because we get moved about, I think.
Yeah. Okay. So like I said, so if at any point during the call, okay, if you want to take a break or continue another time, just let me know.
Yeah.
Okay. So the purpose of the call today, so I'll explain the Scottish Redress Scheme to you. I'll go through your options. I'll explain how INS Law operates. We'll discuss the funding and fees and then gather then some more information to assess whether and how we can assist you. Is that okay?
Yeah, same.
So the Scottish Redress Scheme provides financial payments, apologies and support to survivors of historical child abuse in care in Scotland prior to the 1st of December 2004. So it's important that you know all of your options before you decide whether to instruct us. So what you can do, so you can apply to the scheme by yourself without a solicitor. So it's you can apply online and then they'll send you an application pack where you have to fill it out all yourself. Or you can instruct.
Could you just do it?
Yeah. So that's what we do. So that's your first option of applying. So, or you can instruct a solicitor who operates under the Scottish Government Legal Fee Scheme. So they're paid by the government for assisting you with your application. So those solicitors can receive up to £2,000 plus the VAT for assisting you from the government, regardless of whether you're successful or not with the application. So we're INS Law, so we don't operate under that statutory scheme, so we don't claim any government-funded fees. So if you decide to instruct us, you'd be choosing private legal representation under a conditional fee agreement. So that will be sent to you following this phone call as well. So we're not paid by the government for assisting you.
Yeah.
And at this stage as well, would I just be able to confirm whether you've instructed any of the solicitor to act for you in relation to an application at all?
Yeah, excuse me. When the police first came, I went down to my lawyer, and that's Phil Gallen and Company. And my lawyer said he knows somebody that deals with things like this, but that was years ago.
Yeah, so did you ever do an application with them?
No, I've never done that. No.
No, that's okay, no problem. So our agreement, so we operate on a no-win, no-fee basis. So if you're unsuccessful, you pay nothing. And if you withdraw your application on our advice, you pay nothing. So if you are successful and you receive a redress payment, so our fees consist of basic charges based on the time spent and then a success fee. However, the total fees, they're capped. So it's no more than 16% plus the VAT of redress payment. You'll never pay more than that agreed cap, okay?
Yeah.
Is that all okay?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. Yeah.
So it's important that I make clear as well, so we can't guarantee that your application will be successful or the level of award the scheme may award you. So they operate on a discretionary basis. So I can explain that in greater detail during the call as well.
Yeah, I understand that. Yeah.
So if you decide to instruct us, what we assist with, so we go through your eligibility to apply to the scheme. We gather and review all the evidence. We prepare and submit the application. We do all the corresponding with the redress scheme. And then we can advise you on any offer made and then also assist with any reconsideration or review processes in the scheme as well. So if you're unhappy with the outcome, we can help you then get it reviewed.
So
we'll also explain the statutory waiver to you if an award is offered. So with the statutory waivers, it's important. So it can affect your ability to pursue future civil claims relating to the matters if you accept the award. So you're not expected to accept an offer without fully understanding the consequences.
Yeah.
So if you decide to proceed with this as well, you also have a 14-day cancellation period after you sign the agreement with us. So you can cancel within that period for any reason without charge. And if you choose, you can also authorise us to begin work immediately while your cancellation rights still remain. So would you be happy for us to do that?
Yes.
And just so we're able to formally act for you as well, so we'll require proof of your identity for verification purposes, so as to comply with the anti-money laundering regulations. So we'll need a copy of photographic ID and then a proof of address. So a letter that's dated within 3 months of today's date. So do you have any photographic ID at all?
No, I've just got my bus lines.
Yeah, so we can do a birth certificate or passport or driving license. Yeah. And if not, we can do three letters instead. So as long as it has your name, current address, and a date on it that's after the 13th of May, that's absolutely fine.
Yes, I've got my universal credit letters and all that.
Yeah, that's fab. As long as it was in 3 months, that's any letter. It can be anything.
I get one this morning from them.
Oh, yeah, perfect. There we go. So you can send this to us via email on WhatsApp. So you can just take photos of them and send them over on that if that's easy. easier, sorry.
I'm afraid you'll do that because I'm not very good with technology.
Yeah. That's okay, no problem. Okay, so just a couple more questions and then we'll move on to the case settings. Is that okay?
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah. So have you received any relevant payments before? So any criminal injuries compensation, advanced payment scheme payments, any like settlements, anything relating to abuse?
No.
And do you have any criminal convictions for any relevant violent or sexual offences?
Just previous convictions for breach of the peace, police assault and things like that.
Yeah, so do you have an imprisonment of 5 years or more for one? No.
3 months, I've done. I'm 21.
Yeah, that's okay then. So, a couple more questions. So, are you registered with the GP at the moment? And if so, would I be able to take the name of the practice?
Yeah, it's Pollock Health Centre. It's Dr. Cooley. That's my doctor. That's Cowglen Road.
And do you recall visiting any hospitals or any doctors during your time in care?
No, I don't think so. I can't remember. No. I mean, no.
Okay, no problem. And would I be able to get your parents' names?
My father's name is Desmond. My mum is Margaret.
And would the surname be the same as yours?
Yeah, Irvin, yes.
Yeah. And do you recall the address that you were in prior to being placed into care, so where you lived with your father beforehand?
It was Greenfield Street in Govan.
Greenfield Street?
Yeah, Govan.
And were you known by any different names, so before care or during care, anything?
No, I was Mark Irvin.
Okay, perfect. So moving on to the care settings now. So would you be able to let me know the name of the care settings you were placed into, and then with the time frame that you can recall?
It was Smilem Home for the Nuns in Lanark. And I was there for a couple of years, and some of the nuns got convicted. Sister Aloysius, she was the main instigator. She was convicted.
What was her name, sorry?
Sister Aloysius.
Would you be able to spell that for me?
I'm not able to spell, I'm sorry.
That's okay, neither am I, that's okay. I can find that out, that's fine. So how old were you when you were placed here?
But Dad died in 69, the 1st of January. I think I was only four years old. Four and a half, I would have been.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you were there for a couple of years, did you say?
Yeah, I made my Holy Communion there.
Yes, and where were you placed after that one?
My mum got her stepfather. And he managed to get us all out to a one bedroom flat in Kinnan Park. And then we get moved to Pollock to a 3-bedroom house.
Okay. So it was just the Smilem that you went to.
I remember the Smilem.
Yeah. So that's the only care setting that you were in. And then you went back with your mum, was it?
Yeah, a few years ago to my mum. Yeah.
Okay. So was that the only care setting you ever went to?
Pardon?
Was that the only care setting you went to? Yeah, just to confirm.
I think so. Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah.
That's okay, no problem. So regarding your time there, then, so would you be able to tell me briefly, or in as much or as little detail as you like, just about your time there, any incidents that you can recall, how you felt, just the overview, day to day life, anything like that.
We used to get put in cold baths and that, if you were bad. If you didn't eat your vegetables, the nun would put your face in the food and things like that, and other nuns would smack you and give you a twat and all that. But I would go to the the high wall at the Orchid and stay up there for hours at a time to get away for it all. You know what I mean? So I told the police all this in statements, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so you used to, where was it, you used to hide?
In the orchard on the top of the wall. It was a big square orchard and a big wall. So I stayed up the top of there for hours at a time just to get away from them.
So what would you say, so day-to-day life, so, or when you, can you recall when you were first placed into there? Did they do anything on your first day?
No.
No?
Just went through time when it's hungry, and it all came back to me, things came back, and I started self-harming for about 30 years or something.
So was that after you left, or when you were there?
No, that was after we left, when I came up to Pollock. I think it was about 12 or 11.
So, as you said, so they used to make you take like cold baths, and if you didn't eat your food, they'd put your face into the...
Yeah, there was a wee lady, Nelly, she would come and take all my vegetables and put them in her hand and put them in her pocket, so I wouldn't get that done to me.
Yeah. You said they were also physically aggressive.
Pardon?
Do you say they were also physical, so...
Yeah. You see, twatted all the time.
Was it on the head?
Yeah, the head, ain't everywhere.
Was it unprovoked, or was it a form of punishment? Or was it just because they wanted to?
Well, they just done it to us, and that was, I didn't know what I was getting punished for. Or if I didn't go to chapel or whatever, I don't know if it was to do with that.
And then in regards to, so you did you stay in a dorm?
I think it was, yeah.
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 And were the night staff, were they abusive at all towards you? Did they care for you? So, like I said, honestly, basic things like hygiene. Were you given everything that you should have?
No, the nuns were terrible. They would just drag the bed and all, everything. No, you know what I mean?
So were you ever locked up or isolated or punished in that way?
I couldn't really tell if I was locked up. Mm. I was getting hot and twatted about something terrible when I was younger than that.
Yeah.
It's just, everything just doesn't come back. Some things come back, nah, you know what I mean?
It's all in, that's understandable.
I mean, I came back for 58 years.
Okay. Okay, so regarding your application now, so the next thing I have to go to is the type of application that we can pursue for you. So there's two types. So there's the fixed payment one, which is £10,000. So it's a fixed amount award regardless of the severity of the abuse you suffered. Or there's the individually assessed payment, which is up to £100,000. And it's decided by a closed panel dependent on the level you suffered. So based on the previous awards made by the scheme and everything you've shared with me today, I'd like to pursue the individually assessed one for you. Is that okay?
Yeah.
So you won't be required to attend any meetings with the redress scheme in person or anything. So we'll provide the witness statement on your behalf to the scheme.
Yeah.
So based on the information you provided today, the next step is for me to send over some documents to you. So it'll be a few contracts that you need to sign. So if you're happy to proceed with this.
Yes.
So you're under no pressure or obligation to, but if you'd like, I can stay on the phone with you whilst you have a look through them. And then if you have any questions or need any assistance in signing them, and then I can talk you through and explain how it works. Would you like me to do that?
Yeah, yes, please,
Yeah. So I'll just get these sent over to you. So they'll arrive to your phone via text message because we don't have your email on file at the moment.
yeah, I'll get it to you once I get through
Yeah,
the.
no. Yeah,
Yeah.
no, that's fine. Don't stress. That's okay. There you go. So I've just sent those over to you now. So with the contract, so it contains the client care letter, a conditional fee agreement, and the letter of authority. So that's what gives us permission then to access records on your behalf and do the application for you. And then it'll also be then a part one and a part two. So that will contain all the information that you've shared with myself today.
Yeah.
So the statement will be right at the bottom. So you can read it if you'd like, or you can leave it, but it's everything that you've told me today. And
Yes.
it's not the final one anyway.
Yeah.
So
Police
has that
officers.
arrived?
Yeah, the police officers, they've got three statements over a 6 hour period.
Yeah. So in regards to the statement, so if we were to contact, would you be happy for us to contact them to get the statements on your behalf?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. There we go. So I've just sent those over, so they should come through now. So have they come through at all?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know how to work my phone really.
No. So, what phone are you using at the moment?
It's, I need to press the B square thing at the bottom.
Yeah. So, are you on speaker?
Yeah, I'm on speaker, yeah.
Yeah. So, when you on the text message, there'll be a link. So, have you opened the link up?
Not looking through, sorry. I don't, I'll need to get my friend to do it, if that's okay.
Okay. Has the tax come through though?
I don't know, but
No.
that's
That's
always
okay.
terrible. I've dropped it that many times, it's all smashed at the top.
Oh, mine's the same.
No, sorry,
Yeah.
I need to.
That's okay. Don't worry. So, is what I'll do. So, I can also send you the link on WhatsApp as well.
Yeah.
So, do you have WhatsApp?
I don't know what that is. I need to go up
Yeah.
with my friends, my good friend, you know what I mean? And
That's okay.
he'll do all this. He'll tell me what it's about, how to do it and that.
Okay. So our email, so if you wanted to, so if you don't use WhatsApp, you can either get your friend to send us a message,
Yeah.
or you can send it by email. So did you want me to tell you so you can write them down?
I've not even got a pen hen, do you know what?
Okay.
Sorry. I've been looking for a pen for days. See, you've just caught me at a bad time. I'm on
Yeah.
antibiotics because my leg all swelled up.
Yeah. So with the number, so just to confirm, so it's 07904199310.
This phone number here, yeah.
Yeah, perfect. Okay. So yeah, they should come through then to that phone on text message, okay? So if you want, when you get a chance, so when if you ask your friend then to help you sign those, and if you have any questions at all, just give us a call back on this number.
Yeah, I will do.
And then yeah, and then when I'll give you a call then sometime tomorrow,
Yeah.
to double check and then grab the email off you. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah,
Yeah.
that's good.
So are you free tomorrow morning?
Yeah, I will be, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect. Okay. I'll give you a call tomorrow morning then to see if the contracts are in and get your email off you, okay?
Yeah, so I'm going to just pick up my taxi to my friend's house and get him to go through my phone.
Yeah, that's perfect. No problem. So that's everything for now, but do you have any questions for me at all?
No, not just now,
No.
because I'm just trying to get it absorbed it all in again, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, no, just take some time off, just have a break. Obviously, it's a very difficult thing to speak
Yeah.
about again. So I'll keep an eye out, okay? And after this now, you don't need to speak about it or anything like that until the witness statement, which will be a few months down the line, okay? And we'll book on a day when you're ready to do it, okay?
Yes. Yeah.
So, yeah. So I'll give you a little call tomorrow morning just to get your email and see if the contracts have come through. But other than that, we won't need anything, just the letters, that sort of.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah.
Just going to go up to my friends and I'm going to phone.
Yeah, that's fine. That's perfect. Well, thank you very much for your time, okay?
Thank you very much. But
just give us a call if you need anything, okay?
Right, thank you. Take care.
Thank you very much. Take care.
Right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.